Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 10, 1805. Extremely low temperatures today. The journal entry for today certainly illustrates how cold the weather is. The mercury stood at 40 degrees below zero, or 72 degrees below the freezing point. Captain Clark writes,
"This morning a boy 13 years old came to the fort. His father, who came last night to inquire after him very anxiously. He had been obliged to stay out all night with no covering, except a pair of buffalo skin moccasins and goat leggings and a buffalo robe. His feet being frozen, we put them into water and gave him every attention in our power. Others are missing, and we are uneasy about one of our men who separated from our party and not returned. Captain William Clark, January 9, 1805.
The man who was out all last night returned this morning. He had built a fire on the snow and said he was tolerably comfortable. About the same time as the boy came in, another Indian arrived, and although he was dressed very thinly and had slept on the snow without a fire, he had not suffered the slightest inconvenience. Clark mentions that the Corps observed that the Indians support the rigors of the season in a way which we thought impossible. The boy lost his toes 2.5 weeks later, on January 27. At that time, Lewis had to amputate the frostbitten toes. Unless this is done, gangrene can develop and cause more problems. Tomorrow, the interpreter's oldest wife, sick.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Kristen Barrick. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.